Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Huff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki Master Teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith, and the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective. This way they can clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my posse of angels, I'm very excited today to take some calls for free angel advice. So do call the show. The call-in number is 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we take those calls, I see that one in particular, 1617 number, has been holding for quite some time, and I will get to you. You're first in the queue, but I'm going to introduce the show first. So once again, hello, listeners, and welcome. Welcome to Angel Healing House, and happy May 1st to everyone, and a special happy birthday to all my Taurian family and friends. And a big shout-out, a special birthday wish goes to my beloved twin flame husband, Pete, who is celebrating his birthday today. So special hugs and loves go out to my beloved Pete. The 1st of May is celebrated holiday in many cultures as it starts off the official growing season when frost is no longer going to ruin planted crops, and therefore it was always called the start of summer. Hence, May 1st was always accompanied by a lot of excitement and jubilation, often accompanied by a lot of drinking and dancing around assorted maypoles. And listeners, while you may not have your hair tied up in garlands of flowers and bows and ribbons today, well, we unconsciously or consciously feel like the flowers and plants in nature. We're no longer encumbered by the frost. We take off our snowy jackets, and we start to feel the energy and the warmth of the sun, and we start to feel more alive and ready to burst forth with our passion for life. Now, speaking of fostering our passion within, we do have a Scorpio full moon coming up on May the 5th. Scorpio is the planet of passion, and if there's one word that I would use to describe my enthusiastic Scorpions, it would definitely be that they are passionate. Now, this Scorpio moon is allowing us to check in to see just how committed we are to those intentions, those dreams, those wishes, and those goals that we have set for ourselves. Now, if you listen to last program that we spoke about last week, we spoke about our balsamic moon or our wishing moon that was on the 21st of April. And by the way, if you did miss my last program, you can be reminded of all Angel Healing House programs by finding my smiley face on the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio site, pushing the follow button underneath, and this way you will be reminded of all of my shows coming up. So, back to our wishing moon. With this full moon being about our passion, it's about getting motivated and establishing a mission to accomplish those dreams, those intentions, and those wishes of ours coming true. In fact, the energies of these first 2 weeks of May are all about being practical and organized for us to methodically set out how we're going to accomplish our dreams, our missions, and our projects. So in a nutshell, those of us who have cleared anger, sadness, bitterness, regret, and resentment from our lives and made peace with the past, well, we will be clear enough to manifest tangible evidence of our co-creating with the universe as magical May unfolds. And the posse of angels have been chiming in for the last week of April, and they've been saying, magical May, magical May, magical May is on its way. So that's my mantra for this week, for this month, on all the magic that is going to be manifesting in my reality as far as May is concerned. But what happens if you still have not made peace with any or all parts of your past? Well, it's not too late to help you to be once and for all finally clear of any hold that the past may have on you or be draining to your energies. I'll be talking about five important principles for you today to use in your life to help you to firmly close doors on your past. But before we speak about those, I will go to the switchboard now and go to our 617 caller. 617, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, Candy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How have you been?
I'm good. And yourself?
I've been very well, and I am doing the Maypole dance today because I'm so happy that I made it to May.
Yes. Yes, very, very good. That's what I should be doing.
Should? Okay, what's getting in the way of your Maypole dance?
Well, the start of the show when you went into, I guess, the five things that you need if you haven't cleared things out in your life.
Right.
To actually tap into May and this energy of May and energy of manifesting.
Right.
It's amazing because that's the reason why I called you. I want to tap into this energy of passion and this energy of manifesting. And it seems like I've just been in this somewhat of a funk and can't seem to get myself out of it.
Okay.
And I don't like it. I don't like where I'm at.
No. And in fact, March and April, Lisa, were all about dragging up things from the past again.
Yes.
In order for us, I mean, it was so debilitating because here we are, aware, we're conscious, we're enlightened, we know about the shift, we know about keeping our thoughts present, about loving everybody, and we thought we'd put to rest, finally, you know, our exes, about money being taken away from us.
Yes, oh my God.
Our children not speaking to us. I've had lots of clients whose children have had grandchildren and not allowing them to see them. I mean, there's just a myriad of things
that have
come. I know I can hear, well, the posse of angels are telling me that besides you, there are a lot of listeners out there going, yes.
You're hitting, you're definitely hitting the buttons and they're going off.
How does she know my story?
Exactly.
The reason for this is because with the shift, we are being asked if we really, and we're getting pushed to the pointy end of the needle, if we really want, if we really want to experience and live heaven on earth in every moment, we cannot be separated from anything that is not in love.
Amen, amen.
We cannot be separated from anything that is not in love. And if it is, if when we look back on our ex and we think to ourselves, you know, I cursed him for what he did to me. I he was abusive. He was controlling. He was conditional. He was blah, 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 whatever it is. Then that all might be true. But the number one thing in this list of five principles is taking responsibility for it. And the responsibility is that, A, when you were in spirit form and you were contracting your contract in your book of life for this incarnation, you wrote down the soul that you wanted to be your husband or husband. You wrote down the characteristics in order, his characteristics, in order not for you to have a happily ever after. You wrote down his characteristics in order for you to grow and to be challenged and to learn your spiritual lessons. And the most important lessons, I can tell you, Lisa, and all listeners, the most important lessons that we learn come in hardship and adversity. Because if they came in easy, we wouldn't learn anything. It wouldn't be, it wouldn't get our attention, and it wouldn't be a blip on our radar screen.
Right.
So that's number one, is the taking responsibility for whatever has appeared in our reality. I would go so far. Do I have your email address, Lisa?
No, you do not.
Okay. If you send me an email. And then I'll have your email address, and I will send you, and this is to all my listeners, if you are like Lisa and myself and have experienced that March and April of all of these things flooding back in, and you're thinking to yourself, I dealt with this. Why reappearing? I wrote a wonderful, wonderful blog last month called From Separation to Divine Loving Connection. And this entailed all of what was happening in March and April and how we need to embrace anything in our life now with love. I mean, I had a very deceitful, destructive relationship after my abusive relationship with my ex. And that was years. And that it was with a con man. He took massive, I mean massive amounts of money from me. Well, it was the best thing that ever happened to me because I saw it as a karmic connection, a karmic retribution. It was a payback, and I bless it. I acknowledge that I wrote him into my contract to be this way. I didn't have to play a victim. I didn't have to be codependent. I played along with him. And I learned an enormous amount from it. And I wouldn't be the person I am today if I did not have those experiences. So it's a very, I know it's a big task to ask, especially if somebody's been abusive, especially if somebody has stolen, I mean, massive amounts of money from you. When your children don't speak to you and you still love them and you wish them well on their journey, but all of these things, you know, health issues. So I'm going to ask you, Lisa, is there one particular area from the past that you're having such a great deal of trauma, you know, when you think about it?
It would have to be my relationship, because I believe that it started with my relationship with my mother.
Okay.
And I believe that led into the relationship with my husband, which led into other relationships. Of feeling I never in my mind, I could never connect my mother with abuse because that's not what mothers do.
Right.
They are to love their children and nurture them and care for them. So it was a long time before I could even acknowledge that it was abuse, because it can't be. Abuse meaning that, you know, they're beating you up and giving you a black eye. But I never knew that abuse could be emotional abuse.
Oh, yes. And actually, being emotionally and mentally abused myself for the better part of 26 years, I can tell you that when I went to the few times I did go to a therapist afterwards, and I said, you know what, I wish I had been physically abused so I could show people the scars. And the therapist said to me, all a person needs to do is just look in your eyes and know that you've been abused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how blatant it was. But going back to your mother, I'm getting, you know, when somebody is controlling, when somebody has an agenda of conditional love, you do it this way and then you will be loved.
Mm-hmm.
It's my way or the highway. You'll be a good girl if.
Yes.
Now, I'm going so far as to ask you how old you are, Lisa.
I am 48.
Okay, so you're 48 years young, you're a baby, and you're also a very light, you're a very light young energy. Those of us that are around that age of 50 were brought up in a very, very different time vibrationally and energetically, and our mothers were bringing in their own paradigm on how they were abused mentally and emotionally by just being the label that they were less than because they were women.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to play a certain subservient role, and they had to give up a lot of their dreams, and they became bitter, and then they became reactive.
Amen.
And so that controlling, conditional love, you do this, and you will get my love, and you will get my, and you will be the good girl, and then you'll get the rewards and that kind of thing. So, so that's what your mother's paradigm was. But the more
it's interesting because what you're saying is like I've always been the good girl. I've always been the good girl. You do the right thing, and I mean, I didn't play that role just with my mother. I played that role in my work, and I played that role in my friendship relationships. I've always played that role of a good girl. Everybody always knows me as being the good girl, but I never got any reward for it.
Yeah. And where did it get you?
Nowhere. It got me angry.
Yeah.
It got
me
angry.
And the person you're angry with is not the people externally, is you, because number one is you haven't set up limits and boundaries and how the world needs to treat you.
Absolutely.
And then you gain respect and you gain honor from the outside world by showing and drawing a line in the sand how the universe or how other people need to treat you.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you've heard my previous programs. One of the greatest ways that we can close doors or finally embrace those people that push our buttons, you know, and when I have people in session with me, I often say I want them to close their eyes and I want them to think about the top 3 to 5 people who really, use the expression, piss them off in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the top 2 or 3 come in very quickly. You know, somebody will say, oh, my mom or my dad, you know, or they'll say, you know, my ex or my, you know, my sister who I'm estranged from or, you know, whatever it is.
Wow.
Or my business partner has stole money from me. So once you establish those people, then the exercise goes like this. And listeners and Lisa, it's a very important exercise to truly embrace and love those people from your past. The first thing that you do is you sit down in a quiet atmosphere. And in this quiet atmosphere, what you would be most beneficial to do is then you call upon your higher self to come in. And once you feel the presence of that higher self, then you ask the person, let's say you ask your mother's higher self to come to you. Because a lot of times when your higher self wants to talk to that person on the earth plane, the person on the earth plane has a great deal of ego, and they have a lot to prove, and they don't want to listen to you. It's like, look at the hand. That's it. You know, I don't want to talk.
I love it.
But if you go to their higher self does not have any ego, and their higher self will talk openly and freely with your higher self.
Okay.
So anyway, you have this lovely little tête-à-tête going on between your higher self and their higher self. And the first thing you do is their higher self, what you say to them is acknowledge. I acknowledge that I wrote you into the contract of my life. You wouldn't be there if I didn't contract for you to be here. So number one, it's acknowledging their presence in your life and saying, and then the next part is, and I acknowledge that I not only chose you to be my mother, but I chose your characteristics as well to help me along my path.
Okay.
So that's number two. The next word after acknowledge is, I thank you. Now, this is a very difficult. I'm not going to say it's simple and easy, especially if somebody's beaten you, caused you terrible injury. There are a lot of sexual assaults. There's all kinds of things. But if you can get to the stage where you realize from an angel's point of view, from a higher perspective, that you brought this person to yourself, because you never know what you did in a previous incarnation,
from
a karmic point of view, in order to have to learn this lesson, then you thank that person, Lisa, for giving up part of their incarnation because they loved you so much to come back and play this actor's role in the theater of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So the second part is you thank them. Because I can guarantee you, when you cross over into the non-physical and your mother crosses over into the non-physical, you will meet up, and you'll slap each other on the back, and you'll say, wasn't that funny when you played the bitch? Or whatever.
I love
that. Wasn't that funny when you played the bastard? When I go back, I want to play the bitch. I don't want to play the good girl.
I like that.
And the more you can see it as spirit playing a human game, the more you will have fun, the more you will lighten it up, and the more you will not only lighten it up, but you'll lighten up, and your vibrations and your energies will start to rise. So it's acknowledge them, it's thank them, and once you thank them, then you bless them exactly where they are on their journey. Because their journey has nothing to do with your journey. And if another person has to hang on to being right, being controlling, being conditional, playing God, I don't care what, dominating, whatever it is, they are exactly where they're meant to be along their spiritual path. And it has nothing to do with you. Actually, one of my favorite quotes, Lisa, of all time and listeners is, how a person reacts to you actually has nothing to do with you.
Yes.
And it's everything to do with them.
Yes.
You know, because nobody, the last 10 years, knowing these spiritual principles, nobody makes me angry. Nobody makes me sad. We make ourselves angry and sad because
of our.
So it's acknowledge, thank them, bless them, and then you release them in love, in gratitude and appreciation. And you wish them, every day in my prayers, to my abusive ex and the con man who stole lots of money from me, I send them love, green healing, and pink unconditional love. I do that. I do that, and in so doing, I get the love and I get the appreciation, because whatever we put out comes back to us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, it's been more than helpful. Just speaking to you, I actually feel lighter. I really, truly feel
so much lighter.
Could
you write that in a testimonial for me?
Absolutely. I feel so much, I feel lighter. I feel brighter. Just looking up, it looks brighter for me. Because before I called you, things didn't look bright. But speaking with you and hearing you, it's like I could feel my energy lifting. And things look brighter. Physically look brighter.
Isn't that amazing? Well, actually, it's not amazing. Because I've heard that for the better part of 10 years. And the reason it is because I only see things through the eyes of the angels. Being from the angelic family, the posse, I don't see through eyes of doom and gloom. I see things all as divine and divinely ordered. And if they're divinely ordered and everything is from God, then it's blessed. And it's there to help us. And the more that you can grab onto this, well, the more you wiggle and you giggle your way through life, because life becomes fun. It becomes magical, and it's just an enormous and such a wonderful ride to be here in a physical incarnation when you change your perception.
Yes, I just think that you're fantastic. You really are, and when you speak, you can feel the love from you. There's no judgment. There's no put down. There's just something, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful that comes from you. It truly is. And it's very rare that I sense this and feel this. I mean, you don't judge me. You don't condemn me. And like, didn't we speak about this before? When are you going to get it? You're not like that.
No, well, you know what? One of the greatest things that I say over and over and have said for the last 10 years is that I mean, I'm a Reiki master, but anybody who calls themselves a master, a guru, a Sikh, or whatever, it's not that they're superior, because when you're on the spiritual path, if you're in human incarnation, then you're always at the beginning.
That's right.
I don't care what title you have, because it doesn't matter how much you learn. There is always so much more to learn. And I love the expression, come to me as a child, because a child comes wide-eyed, open to receive in magic and wonderment, and doesn't say, oh, you know, with the arms folded, you know, prove to me, you know, and, you know, a lot of people that, you know, sort of, you know, will sit there and say, well, you know, I need the evidence for this. I mean, I had one call in once, you know, when I was speaking about my near-death experiences, and he said, well, we need scientific proof that you actually died, and where is your scientific proof? And I said, well, quite frankly, I said, a lack of evidence doesn't necessarily make a thing untrue.
I love it.
And I asked the caller if he believed in God, and he said, well, yes. And I said, well, there is no empirical evidence that God exists, and he said, that's different.
Right.
I said, no, it's not. And then he had to go. the reason I think that you're picking up this openness, this reason that you're feeling brighter and more radiant, is because when I look at somebody. And have so since I had my walk-in experience in 2003. I don't see the physical incarnation of the person. I look at them through the eyes of the divine, and I don't see their. That's why I don't
Beautiful.
Condemn or say you should get it or have to get it. I only see them not as their choices, but as the light of the divine, and because it's there in all of us. And that's what I'm mirroring out to people. this extraordinary divinity and holiness in each and every one of us. And the more you let it shine, the more it shines back onto us.
Yes, yes. You truly, like I say, you truly embody what you speak about, because I'm very sensitive. I'm very sensitive, and I just know, I just know when it's genuine, because I feel it. Like I said before speaking with you, there was a heaviness with me. And as we speak, I feel lighter. It's just my head. It's not, my head feels up more.
Because you picked up the resonance of the angelic healing, and
and you've
regained clarity. It's like you were flying your plane in the fog, and your plane is now lifted above the cloud line, and you can I can see clearly now. Lisa, I'm going to pull one card for you and then jump on to the next caller. This one card is, oh my gosh. Now that you've felt this lightness, now that you have felt this, you've gotten the Three of Pentacles. And the Three of Pentacles, I use a Celtic deck, which is just absolutely magnificent pictures. There's this young maiden, and she's sitting in a wheat field. And it's the Three of Pentacles, which is all about, this is all about you being monetarily, abundantly, prosperously, and richly remunerated for your gifts and talents that you have.
Wow.
And the only reason you would have gotten this card after flying your plane in the fog is because now you're clear. Once you go through all those people in your life and you acknowledge them, you thank them, you bless them, you release them, you will have all this freed up energy then to send your gifts and talents out.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Tell lots of people about me.
Oh, my God. I most certainly will. Where are you located, may I ask?
I am in Culver City, but you know what? People do not need to be in my healing office because I have an international clientele. I send a distant healing, and miraculous, transformative things happen. Look, you just spoke to me and didn't have a healing session, and already you're feeling clear and more radiant.
Yeah, it's brighter. It's brighter. I feel brighter. You're genuine. You're real. What you're doing is real because I'm very sensitive, very sensitive.
I have clients in Australia and all over the world, and also I give angel readings through, you know, my website is angelhealinghouse.com, and you don't need to be in my office. I love for you to be personally in this, and anybody who comes into my home, they do not want to leave. And when they step into my angel room, do not want to leave. And that when they get on the table and they get taken to the angelic realm, they say, can I stay on the table? Because they've gone home and they've been embraced in the arms, or that's all it is. And they say, I don't want to go.
Wow. You know what? You're exactly, because I want to be able to help other women. I really want to be able to do that, but I know that I have to heal myself first. That's important. Now, do you teach classes?
Well, I don't. I only teach. People don't release the same on a one-to-one base, on a group basis.
Mm-hmm.
And lifting ourselves to be clear conduits to the divine has so much to do with clearing and cleansing our own emotional issues.
Absolutely.
And although it's more difficult for me, I only teach on a one-to-one basis, Lisa. I can teach over Skype, over a computer.
Okay, Skype. Okay.
And I'm feeling very strongly that you would benefit enormously, I mean enormously, by learning Reiki, and because Reiki would be an avenue for you to become a practitioner in it, and then use your own psychic and intuitive awareness to then do intuitive counseling as well.
Yes, that's exactly what I want to do. And you are the teacher for me. There is no doubt. There is no, I don't have to look any further. You are the one.
You know what I was thinking? You know, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I said, you know, usually that the switchboard, and by the way, hang on, Mary Lou, I will get to you in a second. I can see you on the line. You've been holding for about 5 minutes, but I'll get to you in a second. Usually that switchboard lights up and there's like, you know, it looks like Christmas time. And one caller was hanging on, one caller, and that was you. And I thought to myself, okay, all right, angels, what do you have in store for me today? And then Lisa turns up. And then Lisa's going to learn Reiki with me. And you know what? I said to somebody yesterday who's learning Reiki mastership with me. And by the way, I don't teach anybody anything that they don't already know. I help you reconnect to the divine within yourself.
Yeah.
I said, God sends me jewels. You are one of the jewels in my crown. So that you will be able to become a Reiki practitioner, and then go out, shine your light, Lisa, brightly, and help women to shine brightly, because you will take your story, and then you will tell other women your story and how you transformed and transmuted that negativity and embraced it with love in order to live an extraordinary, magical life.
Absolutely. You are the one. You are the one, because I've been told that, you know what, you have a gift of healing, you need to do this. And I'm like, where am I going to find a teacher? Where am I going to find a teacher? And I just pray, where am I going to find a teacher? It's you, Candy. It's you.
I love this. So
I don't have to look at I don't have to look for it. I don't have to pick up the phone and call. I don't have to get on the internet and look. It is you. It's you.
So please send me an email, and then we'll talk further.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so, so very much. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Take care.
And
I look forward to hearing from you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Blessings.
I love you. Bye-bye.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Hello, Mary Lou. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Who am I on the line with?
Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're breaking up. Sorry. Who is this?
Mary Lou.
Oh, Mary Lou. There you go. How are you today?
I'm really good, actually.
Good. I'm glad. Do you have a question or an insight that you'd like to share with us?
I would like to ask any messages at all.
Okay. The posse of angels would rather you go more specific than general, because usually if there's one area of our life that stands out in particular, if we tweak that, if you get that right, then usually the other areas of our life fall into place.
Okay. I'm really interested in my love life.
Okay. Interested in your love. Let's have a look here. 1, 2, 3. Okay. First question. The first question is, do you love yourself?
I sure do.
What's that?
I sure do.
You sure do. Okay. It wasn't a trick question or anything like that. Then the next question is, do you honor and respect exactly who you are?
Absolutely.
Okay. The next question is, are you playing games with any of your relationships?
Nope.
No. Okay. And the third question is, what? Okay. they're being very funny here. They're saying that it's time that you take your emphasis so much on what others outside of you think, or how others perceive you or that kind of thing, and that put more emphasis on your relationship with yourself.
Okay.
So basically they're saying turn the mirror back on yourself. Does this have to do with a specific relationship, or does this have to do with your relationship with yourself?
Not a specific.
I'm sorry, you just the line is not very good, Mary Lou.
I'm not saying in specific. I'm single.
Oh, you're single now. Okay. So, okay. Okay, the three words that they're giving me is spend more time having fun.
Okay.
The number one word is fun. Okay? Don't you will not find a relationship. You will not find a kindred soul and spirit by looking for it. You need to bring up your energy. You need to bring up your vibrations. You need to bring up that fun quotient inside of you, where you're creatively having joy. Put more emphasis on doing things that are fun for Mary Lou. And stop worrying and searching for that outside of yourself. Because the way that you bring somebody who is loving, who is kind, who is fun, who is joyful, who is all of those things to yourself is by being it yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so what they're saying is, really, don't put any emphasis on searching for that. Put your emphasis on the art of allowance, allowing yourself to be joyful and creative and having fun.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go, and there's a few more callers I'm going to have to take. Mary Lou, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, Mary Lou, for calling in. And if we want something to appear in our reality, listeners, then we must be that which we want to appear in front of ourselves. Let's go to the next caller, 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who's on the line with me?
Hi, Candy. This is Susie.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Okay. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well. Like I said, I'm just dancing around the maypole. I'm so happy it's May.
That's beautiful. I love listening to you. I so enjoy it, and I learn so much.
I'm so glad. What's your question today?
Well, I have some health issues going on. I have not been diagnosed because I do not have any health insurance at this time, and I haven't for about a year and a half, and when I saw the doctor last, he was recommending cardiac catheterization. I also think that I have some other things going on, like fibromyalgia as well. I plan on being successful at filing for Social Security disability, which will enable me to have health insurance. And I love myself enough to do this for myself, so I must go through with this. This is what my spirit, my true self is telling me to do. I was wondering what you see with that.
Okay. You would do best by having energy work that raises your immune system. Because when we have a strong immune system, it helps the body to ward off all kinds of dis-ease in the body, and it helps the body, the immune system helps the body be healthier. From an emotional point of view, when our hearts are involved. You said something to do with cardiac. It's to open up your heart to truly loving yourself. And I'm going to go so far as to say the principles that I'm going to talk about in the last part of this show would help you enormously, Susie. The five principles of truly practicing love of self. Now, I would like you to send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com, because if I don't get to, I've got about 15 minutes left, if I don't get to the principles, talking about the principles today, then I will send you an email, a detailed email on the five principles to follow so that you can really, truly open up your heart to how magnificent and how powerful and how beautiful you truly are. And in this way, you will feel stronger, you'll feel more empowered, and your immune system will be fired up to help you to be healthy.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to leave it there, and so that I can jump to the next caller and then hopefully touch on these principles. Okay, but I want to get that email from you, okay?
Okay, yes, I will write to you. Thank you so much, and I'll keep listening.
Okay, I love you. Take care, Susie.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm going now to a 908 caller. 908, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hi, good afternoon, Candy. This is Carol. How are you?
I'm very well, Carol. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Well, I have a question, and it's regarding channeling. I've been doing some stuff like quieting myself down.
Mm-hmm.
Also, come to the ocean, and I still don't seem to channel. Or am I doing my meditation? I do quiet down. I've been spending hours, I won't say for too long, but I'm dedicated. And I'd just like to know, is there something, what am I doing wrong, but what do I need to do in order to channel? Because
okay.
I'm going to do it myself.
Okay, the posse wants you to know that you're doing it already. You're just not accepting that you're doing it already. You're doing it already. Yes. Now, they're also saying about meditation, and the posse have always said this about meditation to me over and over and over again. To go from third dimensional energy when somebody is not conscious at all about energies to instill some form of meditation morning and night is wonderful because it's in that 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, or whatever, that we break that cycle of putting our attention on other things and going within so that we can hear the voice of the divine. We can be that conduit and that clarity to hear the voice of the higher self. Now, once you get to the stage where you are conscious that you are channeling or trying to channel, meditation is good, but if you meditate for a half an hour morning and night, or an hour morning and night, then there's 22 hours that you're not then you're not meditating. And the angels have told me, the posse have told me for the last 10 years that take your focus off on the meditation and put your focus on being constantly aware of every out breath you take is a meditation and every in breath is a meditation, and then so for every single second of every single day, you are bringing forth as a clear conduit the messages from the divine. And then you're never off your line of truth. You're never off. For the last 10 years, I have channeled the voice of the divine in every breath I take, in every thought I think, every word I speak, and every feeling in my heart. I preface each one of those by saying, what would God say? What would God feel? What were the words that God would use? And in this way, my every moment of every single solitary nanosecond in this physical incarnation becomes a meditation.
Hmm. You know, Candy, I'm very in tune with that, and I try to lead a very Christ conscious every moment of my life. No matter what I do or don't do, it's always, I'm there already, like exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm there. Maybe my expectation is to, because I'm writing books, my expectation, and it's a collaboration between me and the divine, maybe I want to hear a voice, not the feeling.
You're actually it's almost as like you're expecting it to come in a certain way. You know, now I did all that, I'm there, and this is supposed to happen. The posse of angels are saying there's no should, there's no supposed to's, and there's no have to's, and what happens for one person may not happen for another person.
But the other, I got you. So how am I going to get downloads of information?
No. What they're saying is that is divinely yours, you will not miss. But they're telling you, Carol, get out of your own way and just allow it to be.
Stop.
And know that it will, and know that it will come in, and you are channeling already.
Wow, really? I felt it this morning, like I'm supposed to write a letter to the president. I'm doing it.
You're already doing it, and the more that you just keep stepping forward in faith, and be childlike in it, and have fun and bliss and creative expression and joy, then you'll watch doors, all kinds of doors start to open for you. But the posse are really stressing. Tell Carol that she's doing it already.
Thank you. I got the goosebumps. They're coming through me. It's confirmation.
Please send me an email, Carol, and please apprise me of your books, because I would, you know, I would love to for you to send me the titles when they're out and published, and to maybe promote them on my program.
Oh my gosh, you're beautiful. You know that? Well, I'm going to send you an email as soon as we're done, so like they don't forget me.
Okay, thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Be blessed, because you are already, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Take care. I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, listeners, I've got about 7 minutes left, and I do want to get to these points. So the five important points, the principles, are: number one is to take responsibility for your life. When we accept what has happened in front of us, then we can firmly close doors in order to become proactive with our lives. You know, the more we put our focus and attention on taking accountability for our choices, we actively choose to fill our lives with positive, life-affirming, constructive forward movement rather than focusing on the past and being a victim or finding blame or finding fault. You know, the more we put our focus on the past, the more we draw similar past results to ourselves. And hey, when I think about my own past, I don't want to spend one iota thinking about it, because after all, listeners, like attracts like. I don't want to bring to myself any of that nonsense of the past, and I don't want to bring it into the beauty and the joy of my now existence. So a textbook example of taking responsibility for what occurs in our lives came from one of my clients, who I shall call Bob. That wasn't his real name. But this 60-year-old man told me that he could not forgive his controlling, domineering mother, and that she had totally ruined his life. I told him that the greater the contrast in our lives, the more that there is room for our expansion and growth. Helping him to view his life from an angel's perspective, I explained that we choose people in our lives to challenge us, learn our lessons. He refused to believe that he had chosen a mother with such abusive characteristics to help him learn anything. But you know, listeners, what got his attention was when I looked at him and I said, using your free will and your free choice, you've chosen to put your emphasis and focus on being right and justifying why you are right in your rage and hatred towards your mother. This constant need for validation of being right has kept you rehashing anger and continually justifying your bitterness that your mother ruined your life. Mind you, he had not lived with his mother since he was 15 years of age, as he had run away from home, and he was now 60. After a lifetime of anger and justifiable bitterness, he had heart problems, degenerative spinal problems. He had skin irritations, debilitating asthma, as he constantly constricted his life force, breath, and irritated himself. Because in the end, he chose being right over being happy. By choosing not to change or putting emphasis into changing, one is not only caught in a perpetual cycle of negative self-abuse, but one limits their chances of progressing beyond their hardships. Now, the second principle is forgiveness. And this forgiveness is especially for ourselves, because if we've truly taken responsibility for having people in our lives, then we know that we invited them to play a part in the theater of our lives. This actually goes further, as we also choose their characteristics, as I spoke to Lisa before. And the more we don't forgive, the more energy we're focusing on what we don't want in our lives rather than what we do want in our lives. Forgiveness lifts the burden of unforgiveness from our souls, and in its place, we receive untold peace and untold happiness. Now, I have only about 3 minutes to go in this program, so the other three principles are going to have to wait till my next program, when I will get to them. So I want to thank all of my callers who called in today. Thank you so much for your participation. And I will reiterate a quote that I quoted on my last show, just in case you didn't hear it. The past should be left in the past. Otherwise, it can destroy your future. Live life from what tomorrow has to offer, not what yesterday has taken away from you. And go out there and just start to create the most amazing life that you ever can possibly imagine. And that wraps up our show for today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And also, listeners, if you do not want to miss another show, find my lovely, cheery little face on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, that lovely little cheeky smile of mine underneath is a follow button, and push the follow button. Also, you can listen to my archive shows on Blog Talk Radio, as well as go on iTunes, where you can sign in and you can get the past shows, the archive shows, download them for free. If you would like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. That's A-N-G-E-L-H-E-A-L-I-N-G-H-O-U-S-E.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, in which the angels have taken me on an extraordinary journey in my two near-death experiences, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, professionally recorded, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, or like Lisa, our lovely caller who called in today, who wants to learn Reiki 1, 2, 3, and Reiki Master Teacher degree with me, you can either come to my house in Los Angeles, California, or we can do it over Skype, nationally or internationally. You can use the Skype or phone to call me on 831-277-3716. Or for more information, again, please call Candy at angelhealinghouse.com. So that's it for today, listeners. Until next time, allow your absolutely divine, radiant light to shine out so you can fashion an absolutely radiant, beautiful life for yourself. Enjoy the month of May. May, the magical month of May, the posse of angels keep dancing around, showing me the maypole with ribbons and garlands and bows streaming in my hair. And the magical things, the opportunities and the connections and the people that we're going to bring to ourselves. Again, stop facing the past. Set, face the only moment you have available to affect, which is the nanosecond of the now, and create the most magical life you possibly can ever imagine. Love to you all, and I look forward to hearing from you and being together next Tuesday, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take care. Bye.